You're listening to the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
I feel like we need some sort of like campy music for this segment this week.
You know, that would have been a good idea.
We should talk to the producer about that.
Right? Yeah. We should just write a camp song for next year.
Or we could ask our camp friends to write a KFUO camp song. Camp week on KFUO.
This summer, there's your contest. That's a really good idea.
Thanks to our friends at Concordia University, Wisconsin. Check them out, cuw.edu, or check them out in the underwriter section at kfuo.org. Our beautiful orange website. Is it orange, red?
It's what color?
Orangey, red.
Yeah. It might change
blood
soon.
Blood orange.
Oof.
That sounds bad, doesn't it?
That does sound bad.
enough talk about produce. Let's go to Idaho. Produce there too. What
is it? Potatoes.
Potatoes, yeah. Haley, Idaho is where we're headed today. Signe White is director of Camp Perkins, executive director of Camp Perkins there in Haley, Idaho. Good morning, Signe.
Good morning.
Thanks for joining us this morning. How are things at beautiful Camp Perkins?
Well, as you know, it is the first week of spring.
So it's 6 feet of snow.
Of course, for us, that means another fresh foot of snow on the ground. So that is my favorite part of living in the mountains. You never know what's going to happen.
What was your mode of transportation this morning?
Well, I actually live in the town of Haley. It's a long, complicated story. I'll just say I haven't made it out of the house yet.
But I understand you have your coffee.
I do. I do have my special, special coffee that will keep me awake for a good hour.
What's your favorite, coffee cup? What are you drinking your coffee out of this morning?
I thought it would be appropriate that I would drink out of my Naloma mug. I actually have a mug that says that has the National Lutheran Outdoor Ministry Association logo on it. And I always feel connected to all my colleagues across the country when I drink out of it.
So cool.
So you mentioned Naloma. Yeah. And before we get into Camp Perkins, give me like your elevator speech about what Naloma is for our listeners.
Naloma is an association of individuals who love outdoors ministry and want to see it encouraged because we understand the impact that it has on people's lives. So we are a bunch of people from across the country who love outdoors ministry and work at those camps. One of the best things that we do is that we do something called joint recruitment, where we work together to recruit our summer staff. So you might be at university in Chicago or Wisconsin, and you might end up working at a camp in Idaho. I went to Concordia, Wisconsin, and I got recruited by somebody standing in the hallway who said, "Hey, what are you doing this summer?" And I ended up working in New York at Camp Pioneer and in California at Arrowhead Lutheran Camp as this little Midwestern, I am very short, so I'll just put it that way. I'm a little Midwestern girl who traveled across the country and just fell in love with outdoors ministry.
Awesome. So Camp Perkins, you mentioned that you're in the middle of the mountains. What kind of unique experiences does that setting provide for your campers?
Yeah. So I would say what's awesome is we are unique in nothing and everything.
That's because a nice Lutheran answer.
If you think of summer camp as a place where like kids play and learn and grow in faith and get dirty because they're actually outside and not sitting in front of a screen, then we are all of that. What's unique is that we're at 7,000 feet elevation.
Nice.
I'm having trouble breathing.
No, in the winter. I'm sorry, what was that?
I said I'm having trouble breathing now, 7,000 feet.
Right? Yeah, if you breathe through a mask as you walk up 10 flights of stairs, you'll know what my daily life is like.
Oh, my.
There's 4 to 7 feet of snow in the winter, as I mentioned, which means that the lake is this gorgeous, pristine, sea-to-the-bottom kind of lake. And it's just a little bit chilly because it's melted snow and ice is all. But we have naturally occurring clay pits, and we have this unrivaled echo that bounces off the mountains across the lake when you shout at campfire, "Jesus loves me," and then it echoes back to you. That's unique about the landscape, but at the same time, we're a group of people who love kids and want to teach them about Jesus, and that's really what it's all about, those relationships formed in that environment that we use to do that.
Tell me about someone who has come to camp, whose life has been touched by their time at camp.
Yeah, well, you mentioned the music. You mentioned you should have a camp song to kick off this experience. And I think music is a huge part of what we do at most of the camps across the country. And I think a lot of times people think of the songs that we do as these silly songs, right? They're goofy. We jump up and down. We clap. But twice in the last few months, I've had this amazing experience. I had one gal, visiting at a church, and this gal taps me on the shoulder, and she says, "Oh, you're from camp." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm from camp." And do you know this song, For Those Tears I Died, which you probably don't know if you're under the age of 40, but For Those Tears I Died is an old camp classic. And I said, "Yeah, I can play it for you after service." And she said, no, it's my sister's favorite song. I was wondering if you could go visit her because she has cancer, and she wants to hear that song because that is the song where she got to know Jesus. And that's the song that's helping her through cancer. She learned it at Camp Perkins when she was a kid. And now when she's going through this traumatic experience as an adult, that's the song that is getting her through the day. And I just think that's so powerful to hear that these silly songs stick with us throughout our life. And in those moments, when we're struggling and we think about Jesus and that he says, "For those tears I died," that's very powerful.
Absolutely. Other than music, what other kinds of experiences really affect the campers in a good way? What do they come away with after their time at Camp Perkins?
One of the things that we want kids to walk away with is, of course, a growing faith. And, you know, it's that mountaintop experience that we have. We want to pitch that tent and stay up there forever. Mm. But we get to go back down to the valley. I mean, we literally have that metaphor alive at our location. They get to go back down to the valley. And so our goal is that we are equipping them with some tools to for their faith to be spoken, to be shared, to be lived. And that's part of what happens at camp is, you know, we are in partnership with our Lutheran congregations in Idaho and a couple in Utah. That's part of Camp Perkins culture. And so our goal is that we're in partnership both as an ownership partnership, but also we're taking these kids that next step. We're working alongside the churches. We're sending them back. Some of the kids don't come with the church, and then our goal is to try and get them plugged into a Christian community, a church community, when they go back home, so that their faith isn't just this mountaintop experience that you forget about in a few months, but that you are living your faith on a daily basis as you do at camp in a way that you can't necessarily do at home, where you're just engulfed in the Word.
Not only do you have that metaphor of the mountaintop experience and coming down to the valley, but I'm sure if you get in the lake, you probably have this metaphor of like truly drowning our sins because it's so cold and it takes your breath away. How can, when does the busy season begin for you at Camp Perkins? When do campers start coming to Camp Perkins?
Our summer camp will start the first week of July. I don't know why it is. We just couldn't get people there in June during the June snowstorm. So
snowstorms.
Yeah. So we rotated our schedule a little bit, and we do something that a lot of camps do called traveling day camp, where we send a team of staff to different congregations to lead their vacation Bible school program. It's called day camp. Lots of camps do it across the country. So it's a blessing to those churches that need volunteers or people to roll around on the ground and play guitar and jump up and down. And so we provide that service for those churches those last 3 weeks of June. So our staff arrive in May. We train them. We send them out for 3 weeks to do day camps. And then our on-site program really starts July 1st is when we kick off. And another unique thing we do is we have our family camp program that week as well. So it's not, family camp isn't necessarily unique to Naloma camps, but we are one of the only ones in the Northwest that does a full week of camp. We have people who travel all from Salt Lake in Montana to experience that full week of camp with their whole family.
That sounds fun. We only have we have less than a minute left, and now I'm intrigued. I want to come find out about family camp. Where can we, Signe, where can we find out more about Camp Perkins?
Very simply, campperkins.org, campperkins.org.
Well, that seems pretty easy. Campperkins.org is the website. We'll provide the link with today's archive and podcast as well. And check it out. Learn about summer camp that starts in July when everything starts to thaw out in Haley, Idaho. And then and find out about family camp. I'm intrigued. Now, does camp go through August?
It does, August 15th-ish.
All right. Very good. Camp Perkins in Haley, Idaho. Our guest today, Signe White, director, executive director of Camp Perkins. Thanks so much for being our guest today on the Coffee Hour. Thanks so much, Signe.
Have a great day.
Well, that was fun. Camp week. And we tomorrow we head to, where do we go tomorrow?
I don't know. I haven't looked yet.
Tomorrow? Oh, we go to Michigan.
Yes.
Your favorite state.
I'm so excited.
Go to Michigan. Camp Arcadia in Michigan.
Oh, it's beautiful over there. It's one of my favorite parts of Michigan.
And we're also talking about Easter Vigil tomorrow as well.
I believe we are.
Very good.
Oh, man, it's going to be a great day tomorrow.
Thanks so much for joining us for the Coffee Hour. I'm Andy Bates.
I'm Sarah Golseth.
The Coffee Hour with Andy and Sarah is a production of KFUO. The listener-supported broadcast ministry of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. To support the Coffee Hour and KFUO Radio, visit kfuo.org or text KFUO to 41444. KFUO, Christ for you, anytime, anywhere.
Concordia University, Wisconsin in Mequon overlooks a half mile of beautiful Lake Michigan shoreline. CUW campus is located 15 miles north of Milwaukee, with over 70 undergraduate majors, 28 graduate degree programs, and doctorate programs in pharmacy, physical therapy, occupational therapy, and nursing practice. CUW offers online learning and accelerated learning at one of 9 Wisconsin centers and one in St. Louis. Traditional or accelerated education, CUW has the program for you. CUW.edu.